Welcome to the Tiny House Ideas Podcast.
Welcome to episode 8 of the Tiny House Ideas Podcast. Today I'm joined by Joel and Rachel. Joel and Rachel live in a bus in a schoolie conversion with their cat Monty. So I featured Joel and Rachel on Tiny House Ideas on Instagram a few months ago, and it really stuck out to me that they made space for a coffee section in their schoolie. So I really wanted to sort of learn more about them, hear about their background, and discuss more about how they ended up living tiny. So this episode has got an emphasis on sustainability, on off-grid living, and if you're interested in hearing more, then stay tuned.
Welcome to the Tiny House Ideas Podcast, the show where we talk about how to live a more fulfilling life with less. My name's Harry Alvarez-Garman, and I've got tons of exciting guests lined up for you, including authors, entrepreneurs, and tiny house owners. If you love minimalism, sustainable living, personal development, and everything in between, then you're in the right place. On this show, we'll be talking about how you can do more of what you love, how to turn your passion into a career, and how to live more sustainably.
All right, so my name's Joel, this is Rachel. Our social medias are BinxTube, and we live in a tiny home slash schoolie that we bought. It was originally converted on HGTV, but then we bought it off the original builders and kind of renovated the inside, and it's been great. We've been in it about
13 months,
so it's been fun.
Oh, we have to introduce
Oh, yeah, and our fur baby here.
This is Monty.
Playful
mood right now.
But, I love it. Oh, brilliant. Yeah. So it's a pleasure to have you guys on the Tiny House Ideas podcast. So you said it's been 13 months now you've been living tiny?
Yep, 13 months.
How have you found it? Is there anything you've sort of acclimatized to it well? Have you ever lived tiny before? Or
Before we bought the tiny home, we decided to test out our tiny living in like an RV. So we rented out this RV on St. Pete Beach. And
for like six months,
and then we found the bus and just kind of hopped from the RV into the bus. So it was definitely a difficult move because we hadn't downsized fully yet, and there was no storage in this bus when we first bought it. So there was just stacks of boxes.
It was
As I was building storage cabinets and things like that, we're slowly unpacking our boxes and stuff, and also figuring
out.
Oh,
okay. So how did you find it sort of getting, minimizing your possessions and sort of finding out what you needed to keep? How did you find that?
Yeah, well, when we were in the RV, we rented out a self-storage unit and then kind of stored what we didn't think we needed in there. And then as we were like, oh, we really need that piece, then we'd go back, grab it. And that kind of helped us really decide what we do need and what we don't. And so then eventually we sat there for probably shouldn't have been there a whole year, but about just a few months ago, we were like, let's just go empty that thing out. And we just sold it all at a yard sale. And it was I feel like it was an easy way to go about it. So,
It's too much clutter. I'm like,
I'm more of the sentimental one. She's more of the, like, let's just get rid of it. So,
that's similar to me. I like the idea that you kept it in a storage unit just to see if you'd need it in the future. Because there's obviously some people say there's that rule, if you haven't used it in 6 months and you won't use it in the next 6 months, then so obviously that's worked out well for you guys to sort of get used to it without fully throwing everything away and then regretting it down the line, which is a great idea, actually.
Yeah. How we
got
it.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. And another question I was going to ask, actually, did you come across the bus by chance and then realise that it was featured on HGTV, or did you see it on the programme and then put two and two together and see if it was for sale, or how did that process work?
It was totally kind of by chance. We had been looking into for like 2, maybe 3 years into getting a tech house on wheels, and we like run our own business and stuff, and so we knew we wouldn't have the time to build it ourselves, and so we're going to pay a builder. And they kept saying, oh yeah, we'll have financing coming out, because we wanted it to be totally off-grid. And the number, no matter who we talked to, kept being like $100,000 or like $90,000 plus you gotta buy a truck. And so we were gonna, you know, get a loan to help us cover all the costs, and they just kept saying, oh, the loan's coming, it'll be, the financing will happen. Months happen, almost what, 8 months or so. And then they're like, actually, it's being shut down. That loan company is not going to be working out. And we're like, well, we are in this RV and we really don't want to go back to paying $1,400 in rent. We really wanted to live out our dreams that we've been trying to for like 3 years. And he found us on Facebook Market.
Yeah, it was just on Facebook Market in our local area.
Brilliant.
Just happened to work out. I was all for schoolies, but she was kind of not at first because she gets a little claustrophobic.
Very claustrophobic. Mm.
And so she doesn't like the small roof, but this one had a raised roof, and so it was 8-foot ceilings. And so when I showed this one, she was actually down for it, and that surprised me first. But love it. So.
Oh, brilliant. That is good. Yeah, so you say, was the roof raised beforehand, or did you guys raise it? Because I think it was 2 or 3 feet you said it's been raised by?
Yep, they raised it, I think...
2 feet?
2 feet, yeah.
From 6 to 8 feet inside?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That makes it easy, because if not, you're sort of feeling quite cramped all the time, aren't you? So it's a...
I love that. Say that again.
You also mentioned off-grid just a second ago. Is that something that was really important to you guys before you sort of took the leap to go tiny?
Yep, it's important. Yeah. It was off-grid when we bought it. We still got to install water tanks because it just had RV hookups installed. But we just got everything to install solar and just a few little things we got to fix up, and then solar will be fully functional. So,
but the panels are up and the batteries are in.
Panels up, batteries in. Got to switch from offshore to, you know,
off-grid.
Or off-grid to, you know, between the RV hookup and the solar and install that. We're good to go. So.
Amazing. Yeah, that's the thing. It's sort of always a project, isn't it? There's always something else that you want to add or change and everything. I can imagine that's sort of been what you guys have found as well. There's always think about the next thing to do to it. It's always ongoing.
Yeah.
Have a long list.
I remember when I did the blog post and shared your bus on my Instagram, I think it was about a month or 6 weeks ago, and you said the next thing on the list was sort of looking at rearranging the bedroom space, moving that around to get some more floor space. How has that gone? Have you done that, or is that still on the list? Or
we're actually in the middle of it right now. We flipped the bed sideways,
and
so
in a different window. It's not so long. It's this way instead of this way now.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
There's a nice long window you can open up, which is cool, right by the bed. And we originally weren't going to do this, but now Rachel wants a clawfoot bathtub.
There's space now bed around.
So we're going to extend the bathroom all the way to the side of the bed, and then put a clawfoot tub in there, and then also use that bathroom wall as a ladder to go through our skylight hatch. So that's our current plan, and it still leaves bedroom, because the whole other side of the bedroom, you still got all that open space now. So we definitely like the change, but we're kind of in the middle of it now.
God, it sounds amazing. I mean, literally looking at that on paper, or for people that are listening to sort of hear that in an old school bus, you've got you're looking at having a bathtub, you've got the full bed, and also the coffee area as well is something that's just completely new, which is amazing.
Love it.
Tiny, that was one of his musts. Like, I want a coffee bar. I was like, we can make that happen.
Yeah, I love coffee.
You and me, yeah, definitely. I can see that behind you. And as well, also what we can do is put some pictures up on the screen for those that are watching on Instagram or YouTube. Just some pictures around, like we're talking about the bedroom and about the bus and the exterior and things like that. And then another thing I wanted to touch on as well, you said you were looking at putting a ladder to go up through the roof hatch. You sort of looking at having like an outdoor space on the top, or?
Yep, we're going to put a deck. Once we test out and see how our solar does, and see if I need more solar panels,
then, we have 2 AC units.
Yeah. So I'm going to test that out and see how they do. If they do well, then I'm going to fill in the rest of the roof with a deck. So.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be amazing. I bet there'll be some really nice views up there and everything.
Oh yeah. We're going to try and install some hammock stands you can put up and stuff. So we're excited about that.
That would be great. That'd be amazing. So sort of what was it then that initially sparked your interest and sort of made you decide to want to go tiny and to live in the bus? What was sort of was there any hints earlier on in your life, or?
Well, I would say it was just living paycheck to paycheck. I was serving at the time at Texas Roadhouse, and it was like we would barely get by this week, and I would have to go like so far out of my way to like unhealthy levels, you know, pick up shifts, work all 7 days a week, you know, and just go out of my way just to get by. And we were like, that's not what we want to do. This 9-to-5 lifestyle, just, there's got to be more than this, you know? Yeah. And so we started looking into it, and we started getting into tiny house living just because it's cheaper. But
people,
also
people are living more free. You know, they're going to these beautiful places. You know, you're like, I want to do that.
Yeah. So That's when we decided we wanted to switch all of our income to online, and in the process of doing that, find a tiny home. So that's kind of what sparked that interest, and just find freedom, really. So
exactly. Yeah.
We want to be able to spend more together instead of just working. So
exactly. Yeah. Sort of rather than working sort of 40, 50, 60 hours a week just to have a paycheck to then survive for the next week and then look forward to a retirement. It's sort of, now it's making so much more sense for people to look at living their lives now. I mean, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's brilliant.
I'm just going to give a quick mention to Tiny House Ideas. So Tiny House Ideas is my business, is my company. It's been what I've been working on for the last 5 years in the long term, and especially over lockdown, over the last year or so, I've really put some time, energy and effort into building this business. So Tiny House Ideas obviously started with an Instagram page, and it has grown and developed into the business that it is today. It's the perfect free platform for anyone interested in the tiny house movement, in the tiny house community. First of all of the images that I feature on Instagram, you can find out more information, you can get a full fact file over on the website. As well as that, there's a really cool tool called Find Me a Builder, where for free I will personally pair a few tiny house builders with you based on your requirements, and that will save you going through hours and hours of searching through Google results. Take the stress out of it for you, really, and obviously it's no obligation. I'll send you a few recommendations and it's up to you what you do with them. Another section of the website is the approved builders section. So I've been working with a few tiny house builders that I really stand behind, that I see the value in their work. So there's a profile there to sort of tell you more about them, and so you can contact them directly if you've got any jobs that you're interested in. And finally, on the website, there's a section for tiny house vacations. So if you guys are looking to go away and to try the tiny house movement, to try the tiny house living, but don't know if you want to commit to it, if you don't want to live there just yet, then a vacation is a really, really great way to sort of get acclimatized, to learn more about it. And you can do that by clicking on the vacations tab of the Tiny House Ideas website and learning more and searching through some amazing holiday homes.
And you mentioned it briefly as well earlier, and you said it, you touched on it just again, just then. And you're looking at moving your income online, and you mentioned that you've got a business that you're sort of working from remotely. What does that entail then?
Yeah, so that's a few things. mainly, we bought a course, several courses, while I was working, and she started studying online marketing. Okay. And so she did that. We got some clients, which COVID kind of wrecked them. We were supposed to be on the road by now, but
when they're closed, it's
when they're closed, they're not going to pay for marketing. So they're on pause right now. But that was our biggest income, was our clients. And then there's also a company called Appen that we work for. And it's like you're like an independent contractor, and you get hired on these little projects like Instagram and social stuff. And it's real easy, basic stuff, and it's decent pay. So if you pick the right product. Yeah, so we're kind of doing marketing and Appen. And then our backup to our backup was like Instacart grocery delivery, because you can take that anywhere, you know, Postmates, things like that. And that's honestly what we're fully living off of right now, because COVID's kind of shut everything else down. But hopefully that'll, you know, go back to the way it was.
Oh, that's great. So how have you found it, sort of being locked down and being isolated in the bus? How has it been?
At first, I didn't really notice a lot being different, just because we're parked at the moment. It's out in the country, and there's really not much to do in town anyways. And we've been really busy working on the bus, so it's not like we really noticed any difference. But you know, then are we like 5 months in now?
It's getting a little old.
It's like, you know, you get itchy. You're like, I just want to start going to these different parks and different beautiful sights and stuff. So it's definitely starting to get to that aspect of you're not traveling wanted. So
Now I can imagine you really sort of have been dropped in at the deep end, because obviously no one expected or anticipated this, and it's been sort of 10 or 11 months now you've been in the bus, and for it to be such a difficult time sort of so soon in must have been a real shock.
Yeah,
it really was. Yeah. Especially we're about to head out to the Atlanta Tiny House Show, and then we were going to go to Indiana to see his family, and the water tank manufacturer is right next to his parents' house, and then we're going to head out west after that. And then, like, right before we leave for the show, and we had been putting in so many hours to get out on time. Like, we had a yard sale, sell everything. We were fixing up our car. We were trying to sell our old car to get a car we could tow. There's so many balls that were rolling. We were trying to get completed before we left. And then it was, like, a week or two before the show. And it was like, you know, not happening.
Show's canceled.
I was like, okay, all right. Yeah. We're going to be here for a while.
Which, so annoying.
Which, side note to that, we also realized that our AC system was having trouble. It wasn't, what do they call that?
the coolant, the
Freon. Yeah, it was low on Freon, but we didn't know that. But it was not keeping up with this crazy
the Florida heat
in the summer.
So bad.
We knew it couldn't keep up because when we first bought it, it was in the summer, and we were like, it was like really hot, and it couldn't keep up with Florida heat. So we were like, yeah, we need to get out of Florida before summer hits. That was our. That's why we were get out. And then the heat hit, and it got really hot. But then we realized a friend came out and checked our AC and said there was like hardly any Freon in it. So now it's like, now the AC is keeping up just fine.
Yeah, now we're cold.
So.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, well, that's good. But at least that's sorted now, especially before you sort of look at going out on the road and everything. That's good.
Yeah.
You said the plan was to sort of head out west. Have you got any ideas, any destinations you're going to go? You said to go to the parents and to go to the AC place as well. But are you sort of looking at a big road trip, or are you looking at sort of settling down somewhere in the bus, or?
Mainly just
road trip.
Just road trip. Amazing. Yeah. Docking, stop where we want to stop at. Mainly want to start kind of like in Arizona, just work our way up the West Coast.
Oh, that'd be brilliant.
Yeah. We've never been out there.
Amazing. It would be great to sort of, you can sort of travel for the first time as well and sort of get used to the bus and all of that sort of stuff. It would be great.
Yeah.
Amazing. How is the cat, Monty, how is the cat sort of acclimatized to the tiny living? Has it been any different, or?
Pretty good, actually. We bought him when he was a kitten. And so he's been in the tiny home.
6 months now?
Yeah, 6 months. So he's We did have one slight incident before we installed our new shocks, because our shocks were like beat. We were leaving out of a tiny house show, and it was really tight squeeze, and I knew going to have to bump that curb to get out. So I did. My back tires bumped the curb.
Oh my gosh! I thought I was gonna die
because of how bad the shock. It was really dramatic, actually. Like the stove, flipped up. And we realized, we're gonna fasten that down a little better.
I thought we were gonna flip. You know, it was. You have 8 foot ceilings, just.
especially
terrified. Every time I turned the bus on, just like
he's
terrified.
Because before he would ride up front with us.
Yeah, he would just chill, you know, while we were driving. But he's getting more used to it again. He's getting over it.
That's good. Yeah, I bet it sort of takes. After being shaken like that, sort of, get the trust back, get everything, feel more used to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he likes it. He likes
sort of,
go ahead.
No, after you.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, he likes all the sun from all the windows that come in. I do think he wishes he probably had a little bit more room to run, because he's so hyper being a kitten, but we just play with him a lot, and he just, you know, like runs right into a cabinet. He'll literally go for a toy so fast, he doesn't even try and stop. Runs head first into the cabinet.
Oh, that's funny. I can imagine him really love it on their roof deck as well, when that's all sorted, sort of sit up there in the start, obviously, if it's not too hot, to sort of, get some fresh air there as well would be nice.
Yeah, that's another thing is when we travel, we could probably let him out, you know, like take him outside a little bit. But right now, where we live, there's just hunting dogs everywhere. And so he'll get killed with let him out. So we got to like keep him inside. But
sort of start able to explore when you get traveling and sort of have better areas for it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Definitely. So I was going to ask as well, what sort of have you seen to be the biggest benefits for you, the sort of lifestyle change, obviously, going from working longer hours to working for yourselves? What have been like the main positives for you guys?
I would say time. Just having so much more time, so much less stress, not having to worry about how to get through this week. Which when you got more time, you get more experiences together and
you feel better because you're not
feel
dealing
better.
So much stress.
You're not dealing so much stress, which that's a whole other thing. The level of stress I was dealing with led into, you know, health issues. Mm. And so just, you know, not having health issues has been amazing. It's just so much better in every way.
I mean, it's priceless.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, we really would have been like super stressed with COVID if we would have been in our old apartments that we in our bath, and it's just so much easier to make what you have to make to get by when you're living tiny.
Yeah, no, exactly. No, that's it's sort of obviously there's never a good time for anything like this, but I mean, it's good that you guys were sort of in the bus when everything happened. It sort of sounds like it's been a lot easier to navigate.
It really has.
Oh, yeah. Definitely,
it's been a huge
And that's the thing that you were sort of saying about time being the biggest advantage. I mean, that's something that so many people are now beginning to realize and to see more, is that it's not sort of necessarily money or working long hours and retiring that people are looking for. It's time is the biggest freedom, because obviously life's so short and you sort of need to make most of everything now and sort of go and travel and explore and do all of these amazing things you're doing, which will be great for you.
You're right. Yeah, that's definitely. Kind of cool.
Yeah,
retire.
Definitely. I agree. What would you guys say to sort of anyone that's an RN that's debating whether or not they should go tiny, whether they should buy a bus or a van? What would you say to them?
Just don't be intimidated, you know, like it can seem like a big thing to do, but it's just a fun journey. Like, yeah, you know, you're going to figure out as you go. The key is just going and just do it. You know,
YouTube, you can do it.
Yeah. There's so many resources today. Like, you know, you, whatever bumps you run into, you can figure it out. And, so just do it, you know?
Yeah. That's the thing. It's like the initial doing it that's difficult, but then as soon as you're there, you sort of have to think on the fly and work things out as they come. But it's just sort of, once you've initially done it, then you've got YouTube, so many free resources, like you said.
Yeah.
And then you can, like, I'm sure you guys have learned so much along the way and sort of talking about, is there anything that you'd do differently if you were to do this again, or anything that you've learned?
I don't know. For me, I feel like, so when we bought the bus, we bought it already converted so we could just take 3 months and then get on the road. And so we were so hurried and so rushed because you're trying to meet our timeline that part of the build made it a little stressful and hard to enjoy. So I feel like we would, I don't know, looking back, I would just say, you know what, we're going to do what we can, not push ourselves to the limit. And when we get out, but we're just going to enjoy the journey of building this out.
Yeah. Enjoy where you're at in the process of building, you know, don't get too stuck on the goal and rush through it, you know, which is, I think, something we did. Like a lot of people, they take their time and they record and they put out videos and show people how, which is a great thing to do. We didn't do any of that. We were so rushed. We were just like, you know, going hardcore on it. But I wish we would have slowed down, just kind of like, you know, it probably, because we were so used to going hardcore, because just to get by, like, oh, I can spend this time at my home. You know, and we just kind of transitioned to that, but I wish we would just kind of slowed down and enjoyed, you know,
the journey
more, which we're kind of doing. So
yeah, exactly. You're making for it now.
Yeah,
that's good. But no, so the advice, sort of, once people are thinking about it, to sort of just go for it. You'll learn as you go along,
but just
take your time. There's no rush, and just enjoy everything and just live in the moment as you're doing it.
Yep.
Brilliant. And then what about advice for people that are looking at sort of creating a remote income, that are looking to sort of monetize what they do online from a computer?
That's a loaded question.
Yeah.
That one's hard. I feel like some people are able to crack the code when it comes to making your own online business, or, you know, branding your own content. That one's more difficult. But one thing we have found that anybody can do is Appen. And so we're actually putting out a video on our YouTube. Hopefully it'll be out today. It just needs a few finishing touches. So hopefully we get it out on YouTube today, but how to sign up and what projects to look for, because it literally pretty much anybody can do it. I mean, one of my projects was 72 questions about ads on Instagram. And there was like 5 questions on each ad. And they're the same question. So you know what you're looking for and you just tap the button. That's it. You just tap the button. So things like that you can do and make an income online that anybody who doesn't have a lot of experience could do.
Yeah. If you're wanting to do like marketing, I mean, it's a lot more saturated now.
Oh man.
And so you got to be able to like sell yourself. That's the big key. So if you're not good at selling yourself, then honestly, I wouldn't recommend wasting your time. But yeah, Appen, anybody could do. So if you can't sell yourself though, marketing is a big moneymaker. So, you know, a good route to go.
Yeah. No, well, the Appen sounds great. I mean, it sounds like a great way to sort of, like you say, it's the questionnaires and stuff like that is just a great place for people to start as well, who are looking at even trying it or seeing if they can sort of cut down their hours at least or live and have more time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, I definitely recommend Appen for that. Just kind of something on the side. Yeah. Mm.
Definitely. And there'll be a link to the YouTube video that you guys do, because obviously this podcast will be out a few weeks after recording. So there'll be links to that in the YouTube channel, Instagram, website, things like that. And so
awesome.
The listeners can go and check that out.
Cool
I'm just having a look at my list of questions here as well. And I wanted to sort of mention traveling. Is that something you guys have done in the past that sort of influenced your decision to go tiny? Because I know a lot of people who have sort of gone tiny, sort of stemmed somewhere from that route. Has that been something for you?
Like what inspired us to go traveling originally?
Yeah, sort of, and how the traveling has inspired living in a bus, if it has, or anything.
Yeah, so I guess what originally kind of sparked our travel bug was, before it was a big deal to go traveling, before social media is like, there's so many travelers, we watched this kid, his name is Christian, and he was just doing it as like a school field trip type thing. He was just traveling to like Bali, a few countries, not planning on making it his job or anything, which is what he does now. But yeah, we just watched it on YouTube, and it's funny because looking back, I'm like, man, his videos were awful, you know? But like knowing what I know now and what's out today, but his channel was Lost LeBlanc, and we watched him and just was like, oh my gosh, I want to go there. And just seeing so many beautiful places, we just like, man, I don't want to stay here. Like, I just want to go see places, you know? And that's what sparked that. And then the paying for crazy rent kind of sparked the tiny house living. And then they kind of just blended together and we're like, yeah, let's just live in a tiny house and travel. So
exactly. Yeah. It does make sort of perfect sense. And I've heard from other people, I've interviewed other people on the podcast as well, they sort of said that exploring the world and sort of the liberation, I guess, of sort of everything that you have with you is on your back or you're carrying with you, is sort of, it all ties into the same sort of concept of downsizing everything.
Yeah.
And honestly, it gave us a lot more time too. I mean, it wasn't really something we thought about, but we can clean this place in 30 minutes and clean our two beds. That apartment took
That's true.
I can imagine.
Maintenance around the house and stuff, like, is so much less time as well. It's not just that I don't have to work as much, it's less chores at home.
exactly.
Yeah.
With lower utilities, lower overheads and everything, obviously no rent and quicker cleaning, easy maintenance and stuff. It just ticks so many boxes.
Yeah.
And talking of the utilities and obviously water, electric and stuff, you guys are sort of in the direction of off-grid. You said you're sort of looking at the water tank, you've got the solar panels up and running. Is that sort of like a big thing for you guys to be off-grid for when you travel?
It is. We want to be able to just, you know,
we want to go to remote locations.
Just stop wherever we want to and be able to have running water or, you know, electricity, AC, whatever, you know, and, you know, nothing changed depending on where we're at. So that was definitely a big goal for us.
Oh, yeah.
We don't want to have to rely on hookups or paying places to park for, you know, weeks or months at a time. Yeah. We just want to just go, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Sort of obviously like the initial investment of setting all that up will pay for itself by the fact that you can sort of have the freedom to go anywhere and park up by a lake or anywhere that there's not a hookup that you'd have to pay for then anyway.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Amazing. So obviously when you guys are off grid and you're sort of traveling around the West and the country, what would you say would be the dream place that you wake up in the morning? Sort of open the doors, open the windows, what would you be looking at?
So many different things are going now.
I mean, probably the one that I think of the most is just, I think it's Highway 1 in California. It just runs along the West Coast in California. And you can pretty much park alongside the road. So it's literally like you're driving and you just pull over and just go to bed.
Yeah.
Wake up and there's the beach right there, you know, and the beautiful scenery. So that's kind of like, I think, what I think of the most. But, you know, out in the Arizona desert, Colorado mountains, I mean, all the places we think of often. But probably that one the most. we love the beach, so.
Yeah. That's amazing. God, there's so many sort of exciting things coming up and it would be great to sort of follow along with that. And once obviously all of the, I know it's an ongoing project, but once the sort of the tubs in, all this sort of stuff, the roof deck's finished, there'll be some more pictures on Tiny House Ideas. I'm sure we can work that out and show the followers all the updated bits and bobs.
That'd be great.
Amazing, definitely. And as I said, there'll sort of be pictures running through as well as this video to show people specific bits and bobs and we can have pictures tied in. And then I've sort of ticked off all of my things. I'm just looking at my document here. I ticked off all the things that I sort of wanted to mention. Is there anything that you guys want to have a chat about? Obviously, we can edit this bit out. Is there anything you guys want to have a chat about, or what do you think?
I feel like we get a lot of people who like message us and say, I want to go tiny, but I don't think my family approves, or they think I'm crazy. We get a lot of that. And we always just tell them like, look, go for it. You know, not everybody was on board with us and we started telling them what we wanted to do.
Yeah. We definitely got the little tilt of the head, you know,
but then when they saw the caliber and like our dream and they got to see it start unfolding, you know, those people who were like not so sure are like some of our biggest supporters now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's an important takeaway for sort of people that are listening as well, that sort of you need to do what's right for you. And then people will sort of, once they've seen the dream come through and once they can see it physically, then they sort of, change their mind about it all.
It's true. It's really far out there for a lot of people. A lot of people get homes, the pool and the white picket fence, and that's what they want. That's awesome. But you know, some people want to be mobile and they want to go see more and have a little more freedom.
Definitely, I agree. And it's similar over here, because I mean, the tiny house movement and sort of buses and van life is still sort of, it seems so new here in the UK. And there's sort of, I reckon if I went up to 10 people on the street, maybe one or two would know what a tiny house was, and maybe one of those would have seen one or whatever. But I mean, the amount of people actually sort of live that lifestyle and stuff, it's still so new. So there's so many people that are sort of like, you want to live in a tiny house, you want to do this, like, because they're just sort of, fixed on like the, obviously it's the American dream and just the white picket fence and big house, big garden and everything. But I mean, it's just now about what works for the individual. Yeah.
True.
And you guys are like a great testament to that. And you sort of have shown how it's possible to move online, to be able to sort of look at going off grid and live life on your terms, live life how you guys want to, which is really important.
Yeah. And also I feel like some people, when they watch videos, they see like the finished product, but it's a journey. You know, it's really hard. It took us 3 years of desiring to go tiny to get the bus and have our income online. I mean, it wasn't just, we thought about it. Some people are very lucky and they can do that. They want it and they're able to just make it happen. But you know, for us, it took a while.
Yeah.
But it was definitely worth it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Exactly. So what did that sort of 3 years look like? When was it that you sort of started looking into it properly? When was it you sort of bought the bus? And obviously it took sort of 3 months or so to get it all sorted. But obviously from the initial idea to being really serious, how did that sort of timeline, how did that go?
I don't know. I feel like he was on, well, I don't know. Our timeline's little, we don't necessarily agree on it. I think he thought that I wanted to go tiny when I saw like something on Pinterest. I was like, oh, look how cute.
Yeah. And it was when we were dating.
We were in Bradenton, I thought we were in Bradenton.
Oh no, this is Lake Wales. Oh. Yeah, it's like right when we got married.
Let's see if you don't agree on the timeline.
She saw a house on Pinterest and thought it was like the cutest thing ever. I remember looking at me like, that's weird. You really want to go tiny like that? Like live in that little tiny.
That side of a head.
She's like, oh, I just think it's cute. So that's the initial, like where it first even came up, the first time I even saw a tiny house. And then, and then once we were in Bradenton, which was 4 years ago, that's when it really started to become like something we considered, I guess.
Yeah.
And I would say the next year, so like 3 years ago, it was like, we have to do this kind of.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. 4 years ago, the desire started. And then probably 3 years ago, we're like, all right, we're going to make this happen. And that's when we started the journey. So.
Amazing. Oh, yeah. It all sounds great. And also, I forgot to say earlier as well, but congratulations. It's your 5-year anniversary earlier on this month as well, wasn't it?
Oh, thank you.
5 years.
I know. Where did time go? Wow.
Amazing. Well, I wish you guys all the best of luck for the future. And I sort of look forward to keeping up with the journey and watching the YouTube videos and seeing all the Instagram posts and stuff. It's been a pleasure having you guys on and hearing about your story. And I'm sure the audience as well have got loads of sort of takeaways and advice from you. So it's been great to have you on.
Thank you for having us.
No problem at all. I'll put all the links to socials and everything down below for everyone to check out. But yeah, thank you very much.
Awesome. We really appreciate it.
No problem at all. Amazing. Brilliant stuff. Really enjoyed that. Yeah, it was good to still chat to you guys.
It was nice chatting with you. Nice of you to put a face to the channel.
Yeah.
I'll put a face to the channel.
Yeah.
It's been, I've had the camp sort of like 5 years or so now, and it's been since coronavirus, since lockdown and everything, I've sort of thought, okay, I want to try and build more of like a personal-ish brand around it. So yeah, it's just the initial like worries about doing it, but now I'm sort of, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad you're doing this. This is really needed.
Thank you. I think it's sort of good because if I was in the position where I was looking at doing it, I'd want to sort of hear what other people are up to. And I mean, it's nice seeing a picture on Instagram, but then it's even better, I think, to sort of hear the advice, hear your guys, like what you'd do differently, everything like that. So, but amazing. Yeah.
More real. Well,
I really appreciate talking to you. Really appreciate it. And my friend who does the editing for me, I'll send him over the stuff and then I can get you guys like the 10-minute YouTube video just to like check it, see if it's okay and everything, and then sort of look at late September, early October for releasing it.
Awesome. We're so excited.
Amazing. All right, I'll keep you guys posted. Thanks again and enjoy your afternoon.
As always, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Tiny House Ideas podcast. If you've got any questions, any suggestions, any questions for future episodes, any ideas, then please do get in touch. Instagram's the easiest way to reach me at Tiny House Ideas. If you'd like to support the podcast, as I've mentioned, it's available on Patreon to support, and we've got a private Discord group there where we can have the discussion. We can really break down the podcast, talk about each episode, talk about upcoming episodes, and also watch all of the new releases early.